Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 132.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Penny. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Penny.
I'm going to read from the 95th Psalm before I pray. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths, places of the earth. The strength of his hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and the hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye hear, you will hear his voice. Pray with me. Merciful Father, we start the first day of a legislative week. We acknowledge that you are God, and that we are the sheep of your pasture. Help us, Father, to always be mindful of that responsibility. Help us to care more about those that we serve than we do about ourselves. We pray for not only for ourselves as legislators, but we pray for the staff and the people who keep the people's building open so that we can do the people's business. Always help us to have a servant's heart, and we'd be careful to give you praise, honor, and glory for all things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Penny.
Madam Speaker, the journal for September 23rd has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Penny moves that the journal for September 23rd be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
And rolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor. House Bill 218, an act to clarify stormwater runoff requirements applicable for pre-existing development and water supply watersheds. House Bill 531, an act to make changes to the North Carolina Timeshare Act and to eliminate bonds requirements for certification of real estate education providers.
Charter bills will be noted. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, pursuant to your message received today that the House of Representatives fails to concur with House Bill 91, Senate Committee Substitute Number 37th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to restructure oversight in public schools for interscholastic athletic activities to ensure accountability and fair play. The President pro tem appoints Senator Sawyer, Chair, Senators McInnes, Johnson, and DeVere. On the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Hawley.
Noted.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to your message received today that the House of Representatives failed to concur with House Bill 776, Senate Committee Substitute Fourth Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to allow remote electronic notarization and to strengthen confidence in government by increasing accessibility of certain public personnel performance and dismissal records. The President pro tem appoints Senator Daniel, Chair, Senators Rabin, Edwards, and Crawford, on the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holler.
Noted.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to your message received today that the House of Representatives failed to concur in House Bill 797, Senate Committee Substitute Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act authorizing the Board of County Commissioners to delegate to a hearing officer the determination of whether a taxpayer has overpaid the excise tax on conveyances. The President pro tem appoints Senator Daniels, Chair, Senator Rayburn, Ford, and Clark on the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted. Notices and announcements. Seeing none, as previously noted, there will be no votes until Wednesday, no recorded votes. Representative Penny is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, September 28th at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Penny moves, seconded by Representative John, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, September 28th at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.